In the mirror, I take off my mask and have a look. I see questions floating around my head. Who am I? Why did it happen to me? Where am I? Where am I going? How do I get there? What am I to do? In the mirror, I see scars of my battles, some ugly, some still hurting. The weariness caused by involuntary and prolonged adventure. When will it end? I am worn out. I see the stooped gait of a once proud and confident person, brought down by the shame of wrong choices. I see questions. Questions I'm afraid to answer, like, was it my fault? And what if? In the mirror, I see the girl whose dreams have been stolen by life. The one who is nursing two chipped shoulders caused by insecurity, brought on by rejection and deception. I see imperfection. I am not quite pretty enough, tall enough, slim enough, not quite intelligent enough, wise enough, nice enough, not quite good enough for anything. In the mirror, I see eyes dimmed by the pain of past failures, the deformity caused by divorce and a broken heart. I see the yearning for validation, the need for approval. In the mirror, I see lonely, or is it alone? They say there is a difference. Alone is a choice and lonely is not. Well, I am both. I choose to mean nothing to anyone, and I wish I didn't have to make that choice. In the mirror, I see average, or not quite average. I'm not the best among the worst. I'm not even the worst among the best. I am somewhere nondescript, lost in mediocrity. In the mirror, I see exhaustion. I am tired of being strong, tired of fighting, tired of trying, tired of being different. In the mirror, I see a child needing her mom, needing the warmth of family, needing to belong. But no, family is far away, scattered. I feel deprived. In the mirror, I see helplessness and fear, not sure there is something to look forward to in the future, and the past is too painful. Stuck. In the mirror, I see the one that didn't quite make it. I don't like the mirror. I turn away and I put my mask back on.